opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
People were so excited about those rings, man. The line was around the block.
It's crazy. If you wear a fake ring of your team's championship, you're a weirdo.
Roll the Reel says people were paying for tickets to that Astrodome event.
Yeah, Astro fans getting suckered.
That's to be expected, though. I mean, they were free as long as you had tickets. Somebody says there were tickets being scalped to the Dome thing at $100 a pop.
You've got to be kidding me. To go in that place?
I don't think you necessarily need a roof in Minneapolis because it's pretty nice up there during the summer. I think retractable roofs should be, well, I don't want to say that because I like the elements a little bit too.
Every new stadium should be built with a retractable roof because that way you've got it one way or the other.
But then somebody will do what the Texans do and never open a roof.
At least people will be comfortable. I think the Royals have missed like 3 or 4 games already this season because of cold weather. Like, that shouldn't be happening.
And why are you playing early season games up north anyway?
Yeah.
That would make too much sense.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number 3, 713-780. ESPN entry number 713-780-3776. And also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real. At Jon Snow with a 0, at Degenerates 975. And for the next segment, and beyond, probably, because we always go beyond, at MK Pallet. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And welcome in our good buddy, Eric Warner.
What's hey, up, Fred. What's going on? Hey, AJ.
Hello, good sir.
Also welcome in our SportsMap 94.1 listeners.
We'll also welcome in beer.
Yeah.
Not for you.
Not me. I'm not drinking.
Fred's not allowed.
But a couple of news things real quick. Apparently, there's been a lawsuit filed against Michigan State where a female student has claimed she was raped by 3 basketball players in 2015. So, okay. More Michigan State stuff.
Not ideal.
No. Did you watch that Paterno the other night?
No.
Is it
good?
It's a hard watch. It's good, but it's a hard watch because it's one of those kind of movies.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because they're getting into the details of what happened to those little dudes.
How's Pacino in it?
Good. He's a... it's kind of a perfect character for him. He's sort of a senile old dude at this stage of his career.
Kind of looks like him, too, in the trailers I saw. Yeah. It was like, they made him up to look like him pretty well, I would say.
So what's new with you, man?
Oh, man, busy week. I was up in Dallas selling some beer up there and then visited a couple breweries. And then we were in Shreveport over the weekend for the Master Brewers Association meeting, the Texas Louisiana District. So good brewery up there. Great raft. I don't know, AJ, have you ever had any of their stuff?
Yeah.
Really good saisons.
Yeah.
It's very impressed.
It's a nice little spot.
Yeah. Yeah. Their tap room is cool. Yeah. And didn't really see much of Shreveport other than, the inside of the casino and the meeting room.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. It was good. So, grinding away, it's kind of a big, now we're in like high beer sales mode. This is when people really,
this is when they stock up.
Yep. Start stocking up. Unless your name's Fred.
I would think spring break would be like the first week of like stockpiling.
Absolutely. We see it every year, man. Beginning mid-March, that's when all of a sudden our sales just kind of magically go up by like 20%. And that's not just us. I think that's all breweries. But it's good to see. Good to see the nicer weather finally get here.
Oh, yeah.
Today notwithstanding, obviously.
And then obviously summertime is going to... That's going to make that's always a big, a big time of year for beer drinking.
Although it slows down kind of late July, August, especially in Houston.
Okay.
Everybody, is kind of
too hot,
either too hot. They're drinking more like water.
Who's doing that?
Or that's when a lot of people kind of get out of town, go on vacation a little bit.
Oh,
so
that's true. August, they don't take beer with them.
They want to check out what's the local beer where they're heading to. So that's the way you do it, I suppose. But other than that, man, everything's good. How are you guys doing?
We're hanging in there, man. You brought the Weekday Warrior.
Yeah,
which is the first time I've tried it, And it is a session IPA. Normally, as you know, I don't drink anything that says session. That's just usually not for me. Although I did drink a bunch of Degard this weekend, and that was high ABV.
Yeah.
What exactly does session mean? What's the cutoff for it to be considered session?
Well, it's funny you mention that, because one of the categories at the upcoming World Beer Cup in Nashville, where yours truly will be a judge, is session beer. And they basically say a session beer is anything that is lower than 4.5% alcohol, and you have to declare the base style. So in theory, AJ, you could have a session imperial stout in this category. I have yet to judge this category.
Okay.
But per the category description and the rules, that's all it has to be. With the big old caveat, they do have a completely separate category for session IPAs, because there's enough of those out there
to make its own.
Yes. So, I think you got to really go back to, if you go to the annals of beer history, craft beer history, you'd have to look at Full Sail in Hood River, Oregon, mm-hmm. because remember they came out with that session lager. I want to say this is like the late 90s.
I've never had it, I don't think.
They put it in like stubby bottles, and it, from a marketing angle, it was pretty good. And they seem to be the guys that really kind of kicked off that whole session thing. And now, there's certain breweries where their session IPA is like the backbone of their portfolio. So, but yeah, we were like, hey, let's give the Weekend Warrior a little cousin. You see the packaging. We got the little briefcase, right? You open it up, and there's
now,
your beers.
From a hop standpoint and stuff like that, how similar are Weekday Warrior and Weekend Warrior?
Very dissimilar.
I was going to say, because I guess I expected this to taste more like a light Weekend Warrior, and they don't taste anything alike at all.
Yeah, completely different hops in this one. So the two lead hops in this one are called Denali, like the mountain in Alaska, and then a German hop called Callista. And the Denali is kind of known for sort of berry, almost Fruit Loops, fruity pebbles kind of fruitiness, which you should be getting out of this. And then the Callista is kind of more of the all around like citrus, a little bit of tropical fruit, but it's a nice balance. I think this turned out great, and it's been out for about 6 weeks now, and it's available in 12 packs draft and 19.2 ounce cans. So you gotta step up and buy a 12 pack of this one.
You hold on. Did you say 19.2 ounce cans?
You knew we had those, didn't you?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, heck yeah!
No.
In fact, I was really excited last Tuesday when I saw the video of the banner fail. They're doing
on opening day.
Yeah, and they're doing like a crowd pan, and they pan to this guy, and he's got his 19.2 ounce of Love Street on the like balcony rail.
Uh-huh.
Like if he would have knocked that thing off, somebody would have got a serious welt on the head. But selling those things at Minute Maid and convenience stores and even at regular grocery stores. They are cranking for us right now.
Nice.
Yeah. It's good. We got Love Street, Rodeo Clown, Hoppadillo, Staycation, the Weekday Warrior, and the Lemon Ginger Rattler all in that package.
Got a Rodeo Clown in 19.2?
Well, we had the 22-ounce bottles, remember?
Yeah.
There's crazies out there that'll shotgun those, man.
I guess so.
I can't. It's crazy. I wouldn't do it, but.
And you didn't mention Weekend Warrior, so that's not in the tall cans?
That is not in the tall boys.
Okay. So now here's something I want clarification on.
Okay.
Weekend Warrior's not going anywhere.
No, Weekend Warrior's here to stay. In fact, we really want to try to do more with that brand, because it is the beer that all the guys in the brewery drink after their shift, more often than not. I think the problem, guys, is pale ales are sort of like, remember how amber ales used to be the big thing in like the 90s? And then, pale ales were really big. But I think since IPA has come along, pale ales just don't have the I don't know, the sizzle.
The oomph.
Yeah, but I mean, if you, yeah.
It's funny because I still, like, everyone's, when I get some fresh zombie dust, I still think it's like one of the best beers there is in the whole world. Like, if I could just drink one beer all the time, that's one of the ones I'd say I could probably drink that all the time. And it's a pale, not an IPA, but it's still, it's plenty hoppy, and it's just good flavor.
Yeah, I mean, you look at most of the well-known pale ales, that, or, you know, Sierra, or, like you said, the Weekend Warrior, Dale's. I mean, they're all like in the upper fives to low sixes in ABV. I mean, that's got some oomph to it.
Yeah.
So, I honestly, AJ, I think it's one of those things. If we relabeled it IPA, we'd probably sell 30% more.
Yeah. And there's not much of a difference.
No. No, I mean well, you know, that's 5.7, Hopdilla's 6.6. So it's almost a percent.
Yeah.
And different hops and malts and stuff, but no, the Weekend Warrior is not going anywhere, and we want to actually try to get behind that one a little bit more and see if we can sell a little bit more of it.
All right, well, we'll try and help you. That's part of my job, is to help you sell more beer.
Exactly.
So if you want to do that, I'll work on that.
We'll make it happen.
John, we have a break. That's what it was. I didn't remember what my read was. You going to hang out for a minute?
Absolutely.
All right.
Always a pleasure.
All right. I got to tell you guys about a new sponsor that's on board, Gulfgate Dodge. And all month long during the spring sales event going on now at Gulfgate Dodge, you're going to be saving big money on Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram. Gulfgate, your spring savings headquarters. Monday through Friday and every Sunday. That's right. They're open on Sundays. Right now, you get a new 2018 Ram Lone Star Crew Cab 4x2 for only $29.9, or a new 2018 Jeep Wrangler Unlimited Sport 4x4. You can lease that for just $264 a month. Hurry into Gulfgate Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram during the spring savings event. It's going on now. 610 South Loop East and Gulf Freeway, and always online at gulfgatedodge.com. If you're in the market for a Jeep or a Dodge, whether it be a truck like a Ram or a Challenger or a Charger, you're feeling a little sporty, Gulfgate Dodge is your place to check it out. Ram Lone Star Crew Cab plus tax, title, and license with approved credit. Jeep Wrangler Unlimited Sport, 36-month lease with $1,724 down with approved credit. See dealer for details. Offers expire 4/30/2018. That's Gulfgate Dodge or GulfgateDodge.com.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz with Eric Warner in the house. Man, I want to get you guys' opinion on this because this affected our boss. So this headline on Culture Map?
No.
New scam targets Houston couples with threat to reveal embarrassing secrets.
Uh-oh.
So scammers are hoping a guilty conscience will lead to stealing people's money. It's a new scam where people are threatening to release embarrassing information that could harm their marriage.
Do it. Go ahead.
Yes. My name is Graymoon84. I know the secret you're keeping from your wife and everyone else, the letter states. The letter arrived to...
Mr. Gao got that?
David and Andre Gao. Yeah.
It was a letter? Like,
it was a letter.
The postal service?
Yeah. It says, unless a husband sends $8,700, revealing information will be sent to his wife, family, and next-door neighbors.
I got to be... Well, first of all, Mr. Gow doesn't have a next-door neighbor.
That's true. He owns the whole block.
He owns the... Yeah. Like, he lives on a corner, and then the lot on the other side, he bought that, too.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's neighbor, no neighbors.
No neighbors. Secondly, I don't know about you guys. Let's walk through this real quick. Let's say a letter showed up at your house demanding $8,700, or there's going to be, this information is going to be given to your wife that could harm your relationship. Your wife going to be okay with you sending $8,700?
No, not mine.
I mean, mine would be like, no, we're not sending $8,700. If there's something I need to know, I'm going to find out. But I'm paying $8,700 not to find out this information.
How do they come up with that number? Why not 10,000? What's with this 8,700?
It says there are even instructions on how to do so via bitcoins. And officers say instead of sending the money, you should ignore the directions and call police. And David's wife says if you're going to write this kind of letter and throw it out in any neighborhood in the world to thousands of people, you're going to find people that have made mistakes and they're embarrassed to come out. That's true. I'm sure that there's guys who have got secrets that are probably like, oh, man, I better just pay this.
Yeah.
My first
like
thought.
Trump.
Was, like Trump. Well, yeah. My first thought.
He paid. He sent the $8,700.
Like, which secret?
Or his lawyer did without him knowing.
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, which secret would be my question? I
mean, yeah. Name one. Exactly. So,
but, yeah, that happened. If I were going to rank people who would have secrets around here, I'd put David Gallner at the bottom of that list.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, he is a rich.
He is a rich. But, and like if they went after me and asked me for $8,700, I'd just be like, sorry, man, I ain't got that. I'd give you like $87.
Yeah. I mean, a little internet porn maybe, you know, like that's all you got me on.
How about we meet in the middle of $8,700 and I'll give you like $93. Yeah. Leave me alone.
Don't ever do this again.
I wouldn't even do that. I'd be like Shelley Marconi in Last Boy Scout. It's like I don't cotton to blackmail.
Okay, I would absolutely.
Yeah,
would.
I'm getting some C4 and blowing up your house like they did in the movie because that's all real.
I feel like maybe if they put a hint or a clue as to what the information was,
yeah,
that would scare more people into money or into giving money. But nobody knows the details,
right? Like, well, it's just take a guess on what the top like three would be. All right, either you're gambling, you're using
using drugs,
or you're fooling around,
yeah. That's the three things that make wives mad.
Yeah.
My wife knows I gamble.
No big deal. It's all disclosed.
Yeah, and I don't recall the last time I did drugs or had sex with someone else, so I'm in good shape.
$87 it is.
Yep.
Go away.
I talk about smoking weed on air. What the hell? How is that a secret? You know, gambling? Well, that's not a secret either.
I do. I talk about it every day.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh boy. So, just if something shows up at your house, now you know, right? Call the police.
If you don't know, now you know.
So I have this weird thing that happened.
Yeah.
I found a phone on a flight 10 days ago, and I try to do the right thing, and I say to the Southwest people, "You gonna do anything with this? Probably not. Well, you know what? I'm gonna hang on to it."
You'll try and find the proper owner.
My wife was like, what are you doing? That is like some drug dealer's phone. Sure enough, I pop it up, and he's getting, you know, V-picks. And it's funny.
Oh.
Yeah, oh, they were not good. Ooh. Not good. It was like nothing. It was about a 3. Mm. But she's like, hello? Hello? And then, because, you know, the guy's not sending, there's no reciprocity there. And finally, she's like, you jerk. And that's like the end of the thread. Because I'm like looking in this phone. He didn't have a password protected, trying to figure out who it belongs to. So I don't know. Now I'm stuck with this phone and I'm kind of worried about it.
You haven't figured out who it belongs to yet?
I can't. I called Cricket Wireless. And they won't give me any. They say I got to.
So
come
it's a Cricket phone.
It's a Cricket phone.
Absolutely a drug dealer.
That's
absolutely
what I'm thinking.
Zero question.
Yeah, 100%.
And all my associates, work colleagues are like, Eric, get rid of that phone. That thing's, they're tracking that to your house. You're going to disappear.
If I were you, I would text the lady who sent her vagina picture.
Yep.
And say, hey, I found this phone, and make her feel super awkward. I noticed pictures of your vagina was the last thing he received, so I'm curious who this is and how I can get his phone to him.
But see, now I don't want to, because if it is like some, you know, really shady, sketchy drug dealer,
the
then.
Government's tracking that thing. You're going to have helicopters show up on your lawn.
I'm just going
to be like Henry Hill and Goodfellas.
I'm just going to leave it out in the parking lot when I leave. I think that's
don't leave it here.
Do.
No, don't leave it here. We don't want it. You know, some of us might have secrets, Eric.
Yeah. Tape it under Fred's car.
Yeah, great. Great. Why me?
You're the one who needs the attention, I think.
No, I don't need any attention. I'm fine.
I think you're the one who could use it.
But Lindsay Henry was listening to us.
Oh, was she?
Yeah, yeah. She tweeted us. So she's listening while she's working. That's what you should do. Everybody who's working should be listening to the show.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm That's you got to get rid of that thing, man.
Yeah.
I'm a little nervous about this scam thing because that's got to be somebody that knows David, which probably means they know us. Not that.
Probably.
I mean, I'm guessing.
Again.
This could be one of our interns doing this.
You ain't getting $8,700 out of me, so save yourself a stamp and just tell my wife. If
but
that's
it's so obviously amateur.
Well, yeah, I mean, honestly, if I'm going to blackmail David Gow, I'm asking for a little more than $8,700.
Exactly. And I'm going to, like AJ said, I'm going to have something that makes him feel like, uh-oh, there's something here.
Yeah, it's going to be a little more specific.
This guy's just going on a fishing trip.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah. That sounds like one of our interns, or maybe all of our interns. Maybe they got together. It's like $8,700 a year salary for them.
That's a good way to get a permanent, you know, position at at the station.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not likely.
But I mean, unless they just randomly pick them off of a culture map, but then you got to know where they live to send it there.
That's all easily put together, though.
Yeah.
In this day and age.
I don't like scammers. I'm not a fan of those.
No. That type of scam, no. Like, cons, grifters, you know, like The Sting, one of the greatest movies of all time. That kind of stuff's awesome.
Digstown?
Yeah.
Love that.
You know? But yeah, stuff like that is like sending a letter and just, there's no sophistication to the way they went about it.
There's nothing, you know, Sneaky Pete, like what those guys do. I mean, that takes some effort. That takes some skill. Writing a letter like that does not take much skill.
No, not very clever. All right, what's the next beer you guys have coming out? What's the new hotness that y'all have coming out?
You know, it's kind of a quiet period. We're gonna do, you know, the next.
This is where you just sell a bunch of what you got.
Yeah,
you sell
off all it's summer,
the hoppadillo and beer,
boom. So honestly, AJ, the next thing coming out will be the next Delusion, which is just the OG, and then when we get that pilot system installed here in late May, early June, we'll start doing some small batch stuff off of that. But we typically leave the summer for the time to just kind of sell a lot of what we already got. We got the Blood Orange Rattler out, which we'll try next time. Fred, maybe you can handle that. It's only 3.5%.
I'm sure by next week I'll be able to.
Okay.
His liver will be repaired.
There you go.
Yeah. They're pretty much doing nuclear. Well, my liver's fine. That's not the problem.
No.
It's just it's mixing the beer with my medication causes problems.
Like what kind of problems? Like it gets you drunker?
No, it messes my stomach. It makes
you poop?
Yes.
That's cool.
No, it's not.
Everybody poops.
Not
you poop?
Once in a while.
I do too. If I don't poop, then I would start to worry. If you're not pooping, that's when I worry about your health, Fred.
281 says $8,700 is probably the price for one Bitcoin at the time to send it.
It might could be.
Yeah. But it just caused a lot of stomach problems, and, you know, I can't do it right now.
Well, Eric, I would ask you about the Love Street Music Fest, but then
DG told me not to, even though I know you're about to promote it, he told me, hey, we're doing good on ticket sales, and it's still a little too far.
It's a way out.
Hey, what do you want me to talk about? So, okay. But you talk about it.
Well, that's on my list of copy points to talk about.
Well, talk. I think it's worth talking about.
Okay, so Love Street Music Fest coming up Sunday, May 20th. You hear what he said. Ticket sales are going very well. So if you want to go to this thing, you better get on it. The second annual Love Street Music Fest, Sunday, May 20th. Bleachers, Cold War Kids, Everclear, the Tauntauns, and the Unlikely Candidates. Early bird tickets are on sale for just $20. Bigger layout, more token stations, more beer stations, more local vendors. It's going to be a big show. They really do an awesome job out there with these music events. I went out for the Blue Oyster Cult one. I forget what it was called, but it was a good time. Foamhinge, that's right. It was a good time, and I recommend the VIP tickets. That's the you get the good view, you get the good grub, you get the good beer. It's the smart thing to do. They're also doing the Love Street Blues series every Wednesday night from 6 to 9. No charge. Just go listen to some good live music. I mean, well, they are going to charge you for beer. You have to buy your own beer. But no charge for listening to the tunes. And please don't forget about the restaurant, guys. It is out of this world. I'm not talking bar food. I'm talking about like a gourmet restaurant that happens to have a bunch of beer on the wall. It's pretty awesome. You get the brewery and dining experience all in one. I recommend the Korean fried chicken and the poutine for starters. Those are both very, very good. And I would guess very healthy. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. and pick up your favorite Carbach beer today. The new ones, Weekday Warrior, what we're having today, the Blood Orange Rattler, the Tasty Wave Summer Ale, and the Mango Hop Delusion, all available in stores now, as well as all the favorites. Hopadillo, the Rodeo Clown, the Love Street, they're all out there as well. Or you can just tell your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
I love that band.
We are back on The Blitz. Yeah, I've added them to my...
so good.
They're part of my running list now.
Yeah.
Because I have one for just my training runs. And they're on that one. And then I have one for 10Ks, and they're on that one. So thank you for turning me on to those guys.
Hey, my pleasure. You know who else is really good? And at Foam Hinge, remember we were talking about Barnes Courtney?
Love that guy.
He's really good, man. Like, it's been a long time since I found like some new artists that I thought were really good.
Yeah.
But that Barnes Courtney is really good, and Greta Van Fleet is as good as anybody I've heard in a long time. So I like that. It's nice to hear that rock and roll is not totally dead.
No, and that's
it's almost dead.
It is, but they're unique. They're really talented. They write great music, and I appreciate you turning me on to them because I'd never heard of them until you said something. You know what we got to do is Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
Okay, you can never go wrong with a little Game of Thrones news.
Okay.
And I'm sure Jong talked about this on his podcast.
Yes, we did.
That's your cue to, you know, promote your podcast.
Yes, we taped one today. It's going to drop tomorrow. It's called Comcast. And the longest battle scene ever shot for Game of Thrones.
Yep. 55 days it took to film this battle scene.
And 30 days more than Battle of the Bastards.
Yeah.
And that scene felt like it went on for too long.
Yeah, for 2 years it seemed like. But, when you think about this, he posted kind of a nice note that said, when tens of millions of people around the world watch this episode a year from now, they won't know how hard you worked. They won't care how tired you were or how tough it was to do your job in sub-freezing temperatures. They'll just understand that they're watching something that's never been done before, and that's because of you. Thank you, the producer types, Season 8, Game of Thrones.
All right.
But that is, I mean, that's hard work, man. 55 days of filming in that cold. I mean, obviously not everybody's out there every day, but, yeah, so there you go, a little Game of Thrones news. Never a bad thing.
You think it's going to be multiple episodes for one battle? There's no way, right?
No, they can't do that.
So
it'll probably just be one episode that's the whole battle.
Like a 45-minute battle.
Yeah.
Imagine taking 55 days
for one
to make 45 minutes. Well, they couldn't afford dire wolves last year. Y'all are budgeting poorly, yeah. Game of Thrones.
Yeah, well.
Poor budgeting.
I'm sure some of it, they had to wait for certain weather. Especially, you know, if they're battling in the snow and all that stuff. But, 55 days is a long-ass time. And, hey, at least he said a year from now, right? A year from now, we know we'll get it. We'll get it in 2019. There's that. A couple people asking me if I'm going to do Derby picks this year. Yeah, and I did watch the Santa Anita Derby Saturday, and everybody is raving about this Justify. He had the highest speed rating of any Kentucky Derby points race ever with a 114, and I will probably be playing against him with both hands in the Derby.
Okay.
He's number one on everybody's list now. He's Bob Baffert's horse. He's only had three career starts, which no horse has failed to race as a two-year-old and won the thing since 1882. I call that a trend. He also, visually, he did not look that impressive to me, and he kind of did it wire-to-wire, which I'm not a fan of. In the Derby, so I will be betting against him. Just tell you that right now. I like the horse that ran second to him. Maybe better than him.
Okay.
So Yeah, that's. But I've got to go back and watch all the prep races. There's still one more Arkansas next week, and then I'll go back and watch every prep race four times.
It's the first time I'll be in town for the Kentucky Derby in
a long time.
Thanks to Canelo and his tainted meat.
You know, it's the first time I don't have to fly back. I'm just gonna be able to go out there. We're gonna
son of a.
You guys should come out there and make some money. It's gonna be a fun day. I always do either really well or really awful at the Derby.
Well, that's how gambling works.
Yeah. No, but Derby Day is different because I take a big bankroll on Derby Day because there's so much money in the pools. If you just catch one good score,
yeah,
you're happy.
Because for me, like with college basketball or football, I either do really well in games or I do really poorly. It's like I usually either get double my money or I get none.
Well, I guess let me rephrase that. But it's like I either have monster days.
I know
I'm
horse racing is different.
I'm investing a lot more on that day than I usually am. So it can hurt a lot more if you suck. Hey, guys, heard Stephen A. on 94.1. What's the deal? Enjoyed it. Yeah, Stephen A. Smith now on 94.1. What time, John?
1 to 3.
1 to 3.
You enjoyed it?
No, he enjoyed it. The texter.
That's weird.
Some people like Stephen A.
So what happened to the Nate and Crate show?
Nate, they're giving Patrick a show, I think, weekdays at night on the network, and Nate's going to be doing some other stuff. So they're going to be redeploying them.
So Nate and Crate, the experiment is over?
No, they're still doing a show on the network.
Yeah, on Sundays,
On Sundays, 1 to 5.
Okay.
So a four-hour show on Sundays.
Okay.
So they're just kind of moving them around a little bit. And
We had to move them around because we got the chance to get Stephen A. Smith on. And, I mean, that guy... He's a wealth of knowledge. I really love when he talks about boxing and pretends like he knows what he's talking about. That's my favorite thing about Stephen A.
Well,
or is this one of those things where I have to pretend like I like Stephen A. now?
Well, he might wind up being on our show during the basketball playoffs to talk Rockets.
Well, listen.
Yeah, you don't have to talk boxing with him.
Remember when on occasion at the Super Bowl we'd have to have Colin Cowherd on our show? And it'd be super awkward for me because I hate his show.
Well, and Ryan Russillo, I know you have disdain for Ryan Russillo.
Ryan Russillo.
Oh, God. Yeah, we had him on one time, and neither one of us wanted to talk to the guy. It's just like, and he was so smarmy.
Where's Ryan Russillo work now?
I think he just does a podcast. I think he had a contract with ESPN, I guess a non-compete, and then they kind of let him go a little early, but that's still running. So I think he just does a podcast.
Just a podcast?
I think he only does a podcast for ESPN.
Really?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, well, he was supposed to be the next big thing. Well, who was that other guy that they were so high on for a long time?
Patrick.
No, not that Dan Patrick.
But Scott Van Pelt.
No, he wound up going to the Golf Channel because the rumor came out that he banged Melania Bell.
I don't know.
You remember who I'm talking about?
No.
Because we had him on. I actually liked him. He had his own show.
Was it Dari Noka?
No, it was before Gottlieb was on. This is going back to when I was first in radio.
Vitale.
I can't believe I'm blanking on this dude's name. But he wound up at Golf Channel. And then I don't know what he's doing now.
I think their new guy is going to be like Will Cain. He's their kind of Clay Travis guy. He's that mold. And that goes on midday.
You mean he's a secret racist?
I wouldn't say that, but he's a baiter.
Great. I love race baiting radio. That's the best. That's what.
Hey, there's a lot of guys making a lot of money doing that right now.
I know it. I know it.
You know, more.
We need to hop on board.
I can't do that.
Come on, Fred.
I'm sorry. I'm not going to be.
Call me a racial slur. Go ahead. Now's your chance.
Here you go. The Texans should sign Colin Kaepernick. Go.
This is your chance, Fred.
Okay, let me think about this. So they're only going to have white fellers on that team.
Tell me why Colin Kaepernick signing with the Texans is a bad idea. talk about how he hates America.
I'm not going to do it. I can't.
Come on. What's he even kneeling for?
I don't want to do this.
Come on, Fred.
I don't want to do this.
We're never going to make any real money if you're going to be like this.
Sorry.
Come on, dude.
All right. Well, I know you can save money.
I guess I better start saving what I've got. So luckily I've got BillAdvisor.com since Fred's not going to help us make the big time. They've got the $150 challenge going right now. If you've got monthly recurring bills, we all do, TV, internet, You know, the cell phone, insurance, energy bills. You signed up for a rate. You got an awesome rate because you were a new customer. But then when you fell asleep on them, the price went up. BillAdvisor.com, what they do, they get that money back for you. They work directly with every service provider in the nation. You don't have to give up your channels, your data, your speed, your coverage. Just pay less money. Savings are real. The average BillAdvisor customer saved over $830 a year. Hundreds have saved over 1,000. Our boy Lance Zierlein saved over 2 G's a year. He was really not paying attention. They've got a $150 challenge going right now. Guaranteed money in your pocket. If you don't save at least $150, they'll give you every penny of your money back, and they're going to send you a $50 Amazon gift card. That's a win-win, they call it. Guaranteed to win, no risk. Take the challenge, start saving right now. Text the word BILLS, that's B-I-L-L-S, to 313131, or you can sign up online at BillAdvisor.com. That's the word BILLS to 313131, or BillAdvisor.com. Click Start Saving.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Jacob, who last June, he was a mechanic. He was stressed out. He was working 50 or 60 rough, grueling hours a week. Less than 6 months later, our boy Jacob started his IT career, making more money, working less hours. How long is it going to take you? Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. If you don't have experience in computers, no problem. Helping people start an IT career is what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online 2 or 3 times a week. It's everything you'll need to start your new career. But it's more than just a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Classes start up soon, guys. Go take the free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science, guys. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hey, if you haven't checked out SportsMap.com today, please do. Lots of really good stuff, including my column. I was telling John earlier today, when we were at our meeting, I think it was John, down kind of going through writer's block all of a sudden, which is very weird. Doesn't happen very often, but when it does,
you're not drinking, Fred.
Well, you're right. I'm not drinking enough, but yes, I did come up with a column today, though. I wrote about the hockey tragedy and how it kind of hits home, especially if you've got.
That's a feel good story.
No, it's not a feel good story.
Oh, you're right. It's a feel bad story.
Yeah, it's no.
I'm not going to read that.
Well, but it also it kind of explains why something like that hits home with people thousands of miles away, because and having been up there, all those small towns are very much like the small towns in Texas, except it's hockey instead of football, and you know, the whole community revolves around these things just like it does football here. So I was kind of, and I think that's why, I mean, I think that's part of the reason why it bothered me. And then just like some of this other stuff is, it's like the parents, like these kids are from all over the province, right? So they have to go live there to play for this team, so they live with these other families for a while. And so this one lady had 3 kids living with her. One of them had been there for 3 years, and 2 of them got killed. And it's just a really sad story. But I try not to make it sad. I mean, it's sad. There's no way around
it. Yeah, it's kind of hard not to make it sad.
So we got that. We've got Daryl Morey's musical. We've got Jermaine on Bob McNair. We've got Joel Blank on the NBA playoffs. Got our weekly Astros report. We've got our weekly Rockets report. So a full board there, and we'll have some WrestleMania stuff for you tomorrow.
All right.
Those are all our guys. We're traveling back today. So that's your sports map. Let's do Hoffman on Hollywood.
No, we'll do the dumbass report.
That's the only
one I'm planning for today. Let's go to Florida, where 17-year-old Lizzie Martinez decided that she didn't feel like wearing a bra to school.
Okay.
Which 17-year-old AJ would have been a big fan of that. She wore a gray long sleeve shirt on Monday. And school officials felt that she became a target of her classmates' stares.
Okay, I probably would have done that too. 17-year-old Fred would have been staring.
I don't think that she minded that, though. She says the humiliation actually began when the school dean, Violeta Velasquez, called her into the office. Martinez felt like she was being bullied by fellow students, but Velasquez said there was a distraction that needed to be addressed. She told me I needed to put a shirt on under my long-sleeve shirt to try to tighten my breasts, to constrict them. And then she asked me to move around. Apparently, the second shirt was not enough because she was then sent to the nurse's office. The nurse then handed Martinez 4 Band-Aids, 2 to cover each nipple, leaving her in tears.
Oh, that's wrong. That's just wrong.
So, I gotta be honest. Like, there's a picture of her in the shirt, and it doesn't, like, I can't really even see nip.
No, you can't see anything.
I mean, maybe they're keeping their school too cold is what they should be worried about.
Looks like a girl.
Yeah. Girls have nipples. Guys have nipples. We've all got nipples. Free the nipple. Though Green at first sympathized with Martinez, her mother said, she later said the girl's protruding nipples may have distracted other students, a violation of the district's dress code. So, yeah, it was, you know, nipples are distracting. We know how it all is, guys. I mean, I would have pretended not to be distracted just so I could continue being distracted.
Why do you make fun of me for wearing sunglasses? But they come in handy in that situation.
The New York Appellate Division believes that if an attorney's been suspended from practice in law, he or she is almost certain to be aware of it. But that's not what this guy believes. He's been suspended from practicing law for 7 years. And he's still practicing pretty regularly, and no one's really checked his credentials. And then they said, "Did you not?" He said he didn't realize that it was suspended. So, of course, the next question is, well, didn't you find it odd that you stopped paying dues? 7 years ago, we stopped asking for him, and he said, no, I haven't paid dues since 2001, so how would I have noticed? He decided, I'm never paying dues. That's part of why he was suspended. But he's been practicing law in New York State for now the last 7 years with no license whatsoever, which maybe not the... That doesn't make you feel good if you're one of his clients that's, been sent up. Finally, we go to France, Fred. Your favorite place. The place of your birth.
No.
The Richard Trinquier was detained on Sunday. He is the mayor of a Paris suburb, Wissous. Because he showed up wearing a flak jacket, armed with a Japanese saber and a handgun, drunk, to stop members of the traveling community setting up camp in his town. They were trying
gypsies.
Gypsies were trying to set up. He showed up drunk with a sword and a gun and said, I'm not going to have it.
The gypsies probably would beat his ass, though.
He threatened them with a katana. And evidently there were tensions between the mayor and the traveler community. They don't like to say gypsies. No. I think that's frowned upon. It's like the M word for little people.
Okay, fine.
You know.
They're in France. I don't care. They're not going to hear.
A member of the community with who had the altercation was also arrested on Sunday after police found a rifle in his vehicle. Wissous regularly has to deal with illegal traveler camps. An official halting site for 200 caravans is due to be opened in the suburb soon. But this mayor obviously does not like it. So he's now been arrested after confronting gypsies with a sword.
Gypsy's kind of a cool word.
It is. I don't mind that word. But, of course, I'm not a gypsy, so yeah. I'm not offended by it.
Eric Casilius was the guy I was thinking of.
That's right.
Yeah, who apparently was having a thing with Stefania Bell. So I always liked him. I always liked Colin. I went on his show all the time. I don't like his style of radio, but I always liked the guy. Hey, I got to give away an MLB The Show 18. Win a copy
for
PS4. Your team, your rivals, your buddies, your hometown. Experience the best of baseball in MLB The Show 18 with more home runs, steals, and epic catches.
Caller, I beat my kid's ass.
Caller 20. You get it.
In your face!